This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Maritza Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is en route back to the White House after 72 hours in the hospital for treatment of COVID-19. The president, wearing a mask over his nose and mouth, strode out of the hospital on his own Monday evening, waving briefly to reporters but offering no comment before he climbed into the vehicle that would take him from Walter Reed Military Medical Center back to the helicopter that would take him to the White House a few miles away. Mr. Trump's primary physician, Dr. Sean Conley, told reporters Monday, though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations and, most importantly, his clinical status support his return home. The White House has medical facilities and practitioners to monitor the president around the clock. Conley said there was nothing being done there at Walter Reed that could not be done at the White House instead. The president's taking a steroid, dexamethasone, which is typically not administered in mild or moderate cases of the coronavirus. He's also taking a 5-day course of remdesivir, an antiviral medication. Mr. Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden were about 4 meters apart on a debate stage last Tuesday in Cleveland, Ohio, just a few days before the president's infection became public. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention suggests at least 2 meters for social distancing purposes. Mr. Biden's campaign said the former vice president tested negative for the coronavirus on both Friday and Sunday. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife have also tested negative for coronavirus. While the president's campaign activities are on hold, Mr. Pence is expected to make campaign appearances this week. On Wednesday, he faces off in a debate with the Democrats' vice presidential nominee, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris. The coronavirus has killed about 210,000 people in the United States. This is VOA News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she has tested positive for COVID-19. She said Monday she has no symptoms of the illness. McEnany also added that she had no knowledge of the positive test of Hope Hicks, an advisor to President Donald Trump, before holding a press briefing last Thursday. Hicks's positive test was revealed Thursday evening. McEnany said she's beginning the quarantine process and will continue to work remotely. Leaders from France, Russia, and the United States issued a joint statement Monday urging a ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Representing the co-chair countries of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Minsk Group, which is tasked with finding a peaceful solution, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian, and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned the violence, which began just over a week ago. In a statement, the ministers said the recent attacks constitute an unacceptable threat to the stability of the region. More than 40 civilians have been killed in escalating violence, with more than 200 wounded and hundreds of houses seriously damaged in the violence. That's according to the United Nations. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory, a formerly autonomous territory that sits inside Azerbaijan, declared its independence from Baku in 1991. During the collapse of the Soviet Union, that sparked a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a ceasefire was declared in 1994. A car bomb attack on the convoy of a governor of Afghanistan's Laghman province killed at least 8 people, including 4 of the governor's bodyguards. The provincial governor survived but was wounded, along with at least 40 others. The governor's spokesman said several civilians were killed in the early Monday attack in the provincial center. Separately, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani arrived in Doha on Monday, where he will meet the Afghan team negotiating with the Taliban. That's according to the deputy presidential spokesman. After nearly 3 weeks of talks that started September 12th, the teams are still negotiating the ground rules for what are expected to be complicated discussions. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday updated its guidance, saying COVID-19 can sometimes be spread by airborne transmission. It also said some infections can be spread by exposure to virus in small droplets and particles or aerosols that can linger in the air for minutes to hours. Monday's update acknowledges published reports that show limited, uncommon circumstances where people with COVID-19 infected others who were more than 6 feet away. Via remote, I'm Maritza Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.